There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby!
That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. Hour number two of Midday Mobile. Phone number and the text line, 343-0106. 343-0106. Would you get in touch with the show or any of the shows here at FM Talk 106.5? Best way to do it, text line or a phone call. You could also use the talk back message feature on the FM Talk 106.5 app. Of course, the headline out there, Trump not interested in calling Musk. Is this devolving into, remember that stuff like high school, maybe college? You'd say, well, your friend would talk to her friend. It was like ambassadors or something meeting. They'd be your proxies to find out if they wanted you to call or not call, and then they would report back to either side. Is that what's going on here? Who's going, well, listen, I talked to Donald, and Donald says he does not want to call you first. You need to call him first. And then the message goes back, and then Elon's like, well, tell him that if I know he wants me to call him, I'll call him, and I will call first, but I have to know he wants me to call him. Now, maybe the four-dimensional chess of this whole thing is the eyes are off the prize, and that prize is the big, beautiful bill. Maybe so much, even though it's obviously the genesis of this, but maybe somebody, you're focused on the dueling personalities versus a bill that raises the deficit, increases spending. Here's the thing, too. You increase spending, and the tax cut things that would have reverted back if this doesn't pass will be really tough on business, will be tough on individuals. I get it. But this is like some George Bush crap, stuff that used to drive me crazy. He's like, hey, we're going to spend more money, we're going to expand, you know, this government department, that government department, and we're going to cut taxes. And the amount of economic activity from the reduction of taxes didn't nearly match the increased federal spending done by the other part, the other side of the ledger. Nobody gives a damn if we ever get out of debt in this country, I guess. And not nobody, but people that make decisions. By the way, missed this one last hour. I appreciate whoever you are. Unnamed texter said about me, he says, Sean, slow to make friends unless you're the Koch brothers. Well, the Koch brother. I mean, if there's the one left. Never got any money from them. Never got it's funny. All the people said, man, so-and-so paid you to say this and that. Like, no, but I'd take the money, but never did. Never did get money from, and now just the Koch brother. Texter says Elon's off his meds, or maybe he's just on the meds. Once again, that whole story that dropped, that was interesting. New York Times over the weekend, the story about, and then it went to other platforms, but New York Times dropped the story about Elon's drug consumption. And I've been saying in a, you know, little mixed drink here of sincerity and levity, you're making it hard on us to tell kids not to do drugs when the richest man on planet Earth is doing ecstasy and all that. But maybe you're saying he's off that stuff now, so now he's, I don't know. Fire Dog says, so maybe we're bad parents to keep the kids off drugs. Is that a thing now? Just get off my lawn. That's where I am now in my life. You know what? It's easy to keep them off your lawn these days, Fire Dog. That's a problem we don't have. You know, I got a couple of teenagers. I would like them to be on my lawn. I would like kids to be outside and be on my lawn. I've now, if that's what could get them off a device, and being glued to gaming or whatever for an hour or two, go get on my lawn. Build a dang ramp in the front yard with some plywood you pulled out of a construction site, and you know, whatever else you can use to... I remember one time we built one. We used like all the firewood that my dad had cut. We used that, stacked that up, and then put the plywood on there to build the bicycle ramp, not thinking, well, maybe when pressure's applied, these logs will roll out and you'll crash. We didn't think about that, and we crashed. You know, get on my lawn, kids. We need it. C.B. Carl said, I used to be able to use my hunting license to vote. Yes, C.B. Carl, it's a different world, isn't it? But TSA has said, and obviously they put the memo out because people are doing it, your Costco card, and they said nothing about Sam's Club, but your Costco card does not get you, is not a proxy for having your star or real ID. So there you go. You cannot, so TSA put that out. And also, yeah, last hour somebody was asking about all this story's out in the United Kingdom. And I guess this is a story pointed to people traveling from England to the United States and warning them about, you know, if you're getting in the United States, that they can search your phone. And I guess their headline was, you got to get rid of your nudes on there so the border folks don't see your nudes. Then goes on to say, the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects people from random and arbitrary stops and searches. However, according to the American Civil Liberties Union, federal government claims the power to conduct certain kinds of warrantless stops within 100 miles of the U.S. border. And then they say, so if you have anything not safe for work on there, you might need to think about clearing it up. So telling people to get the nudes off their phone before they travel to the United States. And take some American nudes while you're here, right? It also goes and says, do you have to give the agents your password on your phone? It says, technically no, but what happens afterwards depends on your immigration status. Well, you know what? I can tell you this. If you are a citizen, you know, if you're... English citizen, right? You got your English passport, British passport, and you come to the United States on vacation, your immigration status is not, you're not across the border. You're just coming as a tourist. You're not going to be hassled and detained. So I think that's a reason to put that in the headline, which got my attention too. Let's see, this is from Bob and Foley. This big, beautiful bill is a reconciliation bill. What's the difference between it and the budget piece of it that has to happen later? What's the difference between it? Well, it sets off the spending, doesn't it? The green lights the spending. Fire Dog said the ramp crumpled like cheap tissue paper, and I spent my 8-year-old summer with a cast of arm. That thing itched like crazy. Good, so Fire Dog and I, probably close to the same age, did a lot of, I'm sure, I'm not just projecting onto you, I did a lot of summertime involved bicycle ramps. I mean, we'd watch one too many Evel Knievel things and thought maybe that's what we needed to do. So just a couple things. So we're clearing up there that Russia says that Elon Musk can come to Russia. Steve Bannon says he told Trump to investigate Musk as a legal alien, which is interesting. So people that are friends of mine that are real left, have been like, you know, he can't be on board on this. He's a legal alien. I've heard that from them for quite a while. I guess Bannon on that same tip about Musk is to deport him, I guess. Deport Elon Musk. Now, I think the country needs the tax revenue, actually, to be frank with you. Also on the bill, I thought Jeff talked about it during his show earlier, story he has up over at 1819news.com. And there's some subtlety to this, but this is important. The headline here, Tuberville raises objections to the big, beautiful bill. Snap changes threatening state budget. Don't bankrupt us. Says, everything's not well with the so-called big, beautiful bill after a public feud between President Trump and Elon Musk. However, behind the scenes, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is raising objections to part of the U.S. House passed version that would put a portion of the onus of the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program on the states. U.S. House version reportedly leaves it up to governors to decide whether to cover the cost of SNAP or impose new eligibility requirements for food aid in their states. Okay, it says the House provision affecting SNAP would financially hammer deep red states like Alabama, forcing governors and state legislatures to foot billions in new costs or cut benefits to low-income families. That from Meredith Hill from Politico. Goes on to say here, Tuberville, the frontrunner to become Alabama's next governor, spoke out against it in remarks given to the Washington Examiner. He said, just don't bankrupt us. That's all I'm saying. Don't bankrupt us. He said, I'm for taking care of people, but it's like unemployment insurance. You know, sooner or later, you've got to go get a job. But yeah, it could be real money. I mean, it's like the Medicaid expansion stuff, what it could mean for the state. I mean, for a long time, I've been talking about this. If you look at the total, not your tax implication, but the total state, we are a net beneficiary of federal money. In other words, more federal money, and that may be changing now, but more federal money came into the state of Alabama than went out in taxes, federal taxes. So, you know, set up on that system that gets to changing. Well, what does that mean? Right. So we can come back to that in a second. Also, some other people have said they know Representative Allman. If y'all, this is going to be the new PSC director. If y'all have contact, I mean, I can probably dig it up myself, but if y'all have contact with State Representative Cynthia Allman, who now is going to be head of the Public Service Commission, put us together, please. I'd like to do that interview. So, all right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 122 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. Hope y'all got a great weekend ahead of you. I've got rain in the mix, but it's June. We got normal summertime stuff, man. Normal deal. All right. The text line, 343-0106. Phone line the same, 343-0106. The story from WKRG. I just saw this. I just wondered, maybe y'all can help me with this. The headline here, Pensacola man, not Florida man, Pensacola man had enough fentanyl to kill over 1.7 million people. You know, we've talked about how, like, strong this stuff is. It says, according to Escambia County Sheriff's Office officials, narcotics unit, along with DEA, executed two search warrants on a home, and officials say they found 3,424 grams of fentanyl, psilocybin, and three guns inside the home. Deputies are searching for 28-year-old K. Anthony Javon Blackman, who has outstanding warrants. They said the official said the amount of fentanyl that was seized is enough to possibly kill 1,712,000 people. Yeah, I wonder, is that the record right now? Is that the record? What's the record in the United States on a seizure of fentanyl, how many people you could kill? I mean, we got running stats here. I mean, that seems like a lot. 1.7 million people. It seems like a whole bunch. I don't know if you get the Guinness World Book of Records. I don't know how you do that, but to me, that would seem like, from my uneducated perspective, a leading contender for number one. All right. Texter says, hey, Sean, does Aldot have a camera on 98 and Sims? My cousin robbed some banks in Boston dressed like Santa. There you go. Musk wants a line item veto. He should buy a house on Ono and run for the Senate. David, I don't think that Elon would seek political asylum in Russia. The problem is, you know who provides the Ukrainian military with their communication capabilities, don't you? Yes. But I think wouldn't it be the story? Wouldn't it be the TV show, David, if we put, you know, how does the show go? It's a crazy circumstances lead to crazier roommates as Elon Musk moves in with Snowden. Madcap hilarity ensues. Sitcom. We've got Elon and Snowden live in the same place. It'd be a hit. Also, some local stories. Brady Petrie from over at Lanyap posted this one today. Headline, restricting dance groups in Mardi Gras parades is under consideration. So this is, I mean, I know it's Mardi Gras way off, but says on Friday, that'd be today, the president of the Mobile Mardi Gras Parading Society, Nita Summerlin, confirmed to Lanyap, the organization which is tasked with ensuring parades are conducted in a timely and orderly fashion, is reconsidering allowing dance teams to participate in parades. Now, you're hearing the story now, and it'll probably go away and get quiet, but this will come back. This will come back, I'm telling you, a month out from Mardi Gras. So it's the no dance teams in Mardi Gras. So I guess, you still have marching bands, but none of the dance teams twirling the stuff and all that, and twerking the stuff, unfortunately, with the younger ones. Maybe they're going to be no more. So we'll just putting that as a marker. All right, go to the phones here, and Betty is in Foley, and up next. Hey, Betty.
Hi. Gee, it's been years, I think, I've called into you because I don't ever drive and listen to the radio. But I guess I just want to make a couple of comments. One is about Tuberville.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really kept up too much about him. I don't really have anything against him except for the fact that he was on TV threatening people that were in the house or...
when the confirmations, the military confirmations, is that the one?
I'm trying to think of the guy's name now. Matt Gaetz. He was threatening people that didn't support Matt Gaetz that they were going to face consequences, and I just don't like threats.
Okay.
I just think that was just so wrong. First of all, Matt Gaetz shouldn't have been confirmed. And
no, you're right. Tuberville did. He threatened other Republicans who might have voted against Gaetz.
He sure did. Jane. And that was just terrible, in my opinion. But anyway, and there's another guy running. I can't remember his name. I read it yesterday. That's running for governor. I don't know anything about him. Do you?
For Alabama, I hadn't seen. For on the Republican ticket?
Uh-huh.
I have not. There may be somebody who's filed since.
Okay, I'm trying to think of his name. I can't, and I'm driving. I don't have any way. But anyway, I'm going to check into him, and then make a decision. But that was just a black eye to me for Tuberville.
Yeah, Gaetz thing. I think you bring up a good point. Once you said it, I remembered it. It was not at the top of my mind. You know what Matt Gaetz is? You know what he's doing now?
Who, Matt Gaetz?
Yeah. You know what he's doing?
Was supposed to be going on a TV station, wasn't he?
I hadn't seen it. Where I see him is there's this thing online called Cameo where you can pay celebrities. Like, Betty, if it was your birthday, I could pay them to a celebrity of your, I'm like, Betty's a big fan of so-and-so. Like, usually these are like retired stars or B-list people. And then they'll send you a video. Hey, Betty, happy birthday. This is, whoever. That's the last thing I saw he was doing.
Well, that's kind of funny, but I'd still rather have the money. But but another thing is, I voted, I was a never Trumper. And then the next time I decided, well, I'll vote for him. And he didn't get it because I thought, well, he wasn't that bad. And then this time I decided, after just not going to vote for him, I was going to vote for him. Because I thought, well, I think he seems a little softer, and I think things could be a little better. Well, I think I was wrong, which I've been wrong a few times before. I don't like the way he's handling Russia and Ukraine. I didn't like the fact that he never, I guess you could say he criticizes Putin, but he really doesn't.
Okay, and here's the problem. I'm up against the hard break, Betty. I appreciate your call. We may discuss what you had to say when we get back, but right now I have to stop because the news starts in just 4 seconds. Thanks, Betty.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
.135 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Phone calls, Text coming in at 343-0106, 343-0106. Check in on this Friday with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars, and I often comment, like, because a couple of LCM cars in my family, and I pull up to a stoplight, and I see the number of LCM stickers on vehicles there. You're doing something right, and obviously been doing it for quite a while. How long have y'all been in business?
LCM has been in business since 2002. I'm going to try to get Sandy to get us one of them historical markers before he leaves office.
Put it on you.
Just put it on my sign out front. Now, we've been around. LCM Motor Cars has been in business since 2002, and that's a lot to be said. You know, we talk about being locally owned and all that stuff, and your radio station, I mean, locally owned. Somebody comes in to see the guy that owns it. They don't have to go to a cubicle in New York, talk to somebody, you know, talk to somebody right there.
You
makes
know,
a big difference.
It does make a big difference. And it's just having being able to pick up the phone and call somebody and go, hey, is David there? I'm looking for this kind of vehicle. I mean, that means a lot in today's world. That doesn't exist most places.
It doesn't. You can't call any business and ask for the owner. And I don't call myself that all the time. But you just can't call any business anymore and ask for the owner and get them on the telephone.
Yeah, I mean y'all look around.
They got 12,000 people in between you. You know, it's not going to happen.
That's why we love dealing with local businesses like yours. So inventory stacked up, people can come out. Can they come out tomorrow? What are your hours tomorrow?
We'll be here till 6 this afternoon. We'll be here till 2 Saturday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. I am probably going to be going down to Florida Monday and Tuesday, see if we can get some more cars. Last time we went down there, we bought 19. So see if we can get us a couple of 3 truckloads Monday and Tuesday. And you know, add to what all we've already got, and we've got a fantastic truck inventory. I mean, we've got every kind of F-150 you could possibly imagine, plus Rams and Chevrolets and GMCs. So
good stuff.
And we got a new Nissan, that old Nissan I was telling you about Wednesday. It came in this morning.
Yeah, which one? You did mention that. So it's a Frontier. What were the stats on that one?
It's a King Cab Frontier. Okay. It's gray with the cloth interior. It's a 2000, don't let me lie to you, hang on, I'm trying to figure it out. It's a 2018 model with 103 on the miles, so that's low miles in today's world.
Yes, it is.
I just drove it around the corner to go look at a car somebody's trying to sell me, and it drives and runs fine. Got good tires on it, nice truck.
All right, y'all want to look at that or all the other inventory, tell them how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or just go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Hey, thanks, David.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, there goes David at LCM. I want to get to our next guest here, but I do want to read just a couple texts. First of all, thank you, doesn't have Meta. This is from our discussion earlier about, I don't know how we got into it, rampant bicycles. It was off Fire Dogs discussion about get off my lawn. And I wish today's kids, I would accept them being on my lawn because that would mean they weren't gaming at that point or staring at their phone. So come, you know, do the stuff we did, build, you know, very unsafe bicycle ramps in the front yard. Doesn't have better said, the ramp worked. I guess for him, the ramp worked. It was those lethal weapons of steel we call pedals that embedded themselves in your calf muscle when your foot slipped off on the impact of landing. So we lived the same life, didn't we? You'd watch like, even if it didn't have to be on the night before, but you had Evel Knievel in your brain and you're like, hey, I think I could do that. I think I could make that happen. And then you drug whatever stuff that you construct a ramp with your imagination and then you hurt yourself. And that was a good old fashioned way we did it. So, and by the way, thank you. Billy D said, you run a tight ship and I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, you counted down 4 seconds to the news, and it was exactly 4 seconds. Well, that comes from many years, and I'm dependent on the news people nationally to feed the news when they're supposed to. Sometimes they're not perfect on it, but I depend on them for doing that. And if they do it, then I can make those kind of predictions. But all the years in music radio, we would do what was called walking up the post, right? So the intro in the song's playing, and you finish talking right as the lyrics start. It's called walking up to the post. If you're real good at it, which I was, I guess I still am, I'm probably a little rusty, we would call you Postmaster General in the old rock and roll radio world. And that was something that I did in a past life. All right, let's go to the phones, and good to get this man back on the show. And I'm just so impressed with, like last time he was on, I was like, the frequency You're getting not only he did with the American Dream. I'm going to write a book one day. Well, let's make it plural. David Preston joins us now to talk about his most recent book, Son of Afghanistan. Hey, David.
Thank you, Sean. How did we survive childhood with some of the antics that we did growing up?
Some of us didn't, but a lot of us did. And, it's like I can't picture, and I hope it's going on. Like when I saw this about a month ago. I was happy riding down the road, and I saw like a pack of boys on their bicycle riding to go get up to, I'm sure, shenanigans. And my heart leapt in my chest. I said, that was a beautiful thing. But that was commonplace when I was a kid. Packs of roving punk kids like me out looking for something to ramp or, just to be up to no good all summer, up to no good on our bicycles. Let's get back to those days. Let's get back to those days.
Exactly.
I want to talk about this. And we're getting the new book, but what's the list now? Because when you first started this, and y'all know David, one of our longtime listeners here at FM Talk 106.5 and contributors, and he talks about writing a book. And I said, okay, that's good. There's a lot of people have told me, and I probably had that dream too, one day I'm going to write a book. If they ever get that done, it's an accomplishment of a lifetime, let alone how many books now does this make for you?
This is number 4 for me.
That is pretty darn amazing. Your last book, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a year ago Tuesday, I released my first book, Unknown Soldier, World War One. That was my birthday. I'm kind of working towards making that a thing, releasing a book on my birthday every year. But I've got 4 books out. I've got the Unknown Soldier, World War One, which follows the real-life story of the Alabama 167th National Guard and their service in the Rainbow Division in World War One. I've got 1828, which is an alternate historical political thriller that kind of examines the question of could the United States, young United States Republic, survive the political shenanigans we see in presidential politics nowadays, kind of using the political shenanigans of the 1828 presidential rematch between John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson. And then at the beginning of this year, I released The Killer Family, a Martello family film thriller, which is a modern-day mob murder book based in New Orleans. And then this latest one is Son of Afghanistan, an Afsar Ramos thriller.
Oh, yeah. First of all, before we get into the new one, good on you, too, for producing a number of books, and it's not like they're sequels or just adjacent in theme. You really have a variety here. I don't know how you decide on what you're going to write your next book on, but it's not like you just say, all right, I'm just going to rehash what I did in the last one.
Well, I'm actually going to start doing that with the next few books. As a matter of fact, Unknown Soldier World War II will be out later this summer. So they're each going to be their own series. But like I like to say, I'm a political science major, so I like telling stories. So
Son of Afghanistan, when is this set?
Okay, this is actually set in modern day, and the premise of it is the main character of the series that's going to develop around it is the son of a woman, Afghan woman, that gets rescued by an attempted honor killing from her family in Afghanistan back in 2002. She ends up coming to the United States and marrying the soldier, the head soldier of the unit that rescues her from that honor killing. They end up getting married and raising the kid raising the kid together, and she ends up dying when the kid is 8 years old. Well, fast forward to 2024, 2025, he is a college student in college and gets recruited to become a spy by the CIA after the fall, the American military leaves Afghanistan and the fall of the American-backed government and the rise of the Taliban. And eventually he's going to use his position with the CIA to get his revenge.
Oh, wow.
Or his mom's revenge against her family for those attempted honor killings that he finds out about after her death when he's 8 years old.
Wow. He set up a lot of drama right there in just a couple paragraphs.
Yes. As a matter of fact, in this book, Son of Afghanistan, I kind of set that up, kind of make terrorism and fighting terrorism in Afghanistan a family affair. I'm not going to spoil the ending for you. So if that interests you, you can go anywhere online. You can buy books and get a physical copy of the book. The ebook is also available on Amazon right now as well. But so I've kind of set up terrorism as a family affair with this book. And it will just continue going on in the future books.
This is it's very interesting. And just having read the foreword of this, it's a heck of a story here. I'm once again impressed. I mean, from our discussion of Alabama man fighting in World War One to modern day or just recent memory Afghanistan, everything in between. You've done good work here.
Well, thank you. I will say that I did have to use ChatGPT to help me with the...
Did it write the whole book? Did ChatGPT write this whole book for
you? No. It wrote the parts where he speaks Dari and Farsi, because I'm a good old Southern boy raised in Mississippi and Alabama. I cannot speak Dari or Farsi, so I did use AI to help me generate the actual Dari and Farsi that's in the book. But the rest of it's myself and I.
But that's a pretty good tool. You think about that technology wise. That now you can. Obviously been able to self-publish. Folks have been able to do that for a decade plus now. But also, hey, I need to have somebody speaking Dari or Farsi in here instead of having to go, I got to go to the, whatever college and find that professor. You go, hey, ChatGPT, I got a job for you.
Yeah, and it's that Afghan heritage, the fact that he can speak the main three languages of Afghanistan fluently, and the fact that he could fit into the culture, because he is of Afghan descent, is what attracts the CIA to my main character in this book.
Okay, so once again, get the book where? Do you give them look for your name, David Preston, or look for the title? Give people specifics here as they're riding down the road so they can remember this.
The easiest way is to go to davidlpreston.com. That's my website, David L. Preston. That's all one word, no spaces, no dashes. You can order the book from directly from me. I'll be happy to sign it for you before I send it out to you. You can go to Amazon or anywhere books are sold online. You can get the book.
Good stuff, man, and good on you. And fantastic that you're just kind of blown me away how many books you've putting out. So I can't wait to see what's next. Best of luck on this one.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there goes David Preston. And another book from him. How about that? One day I'm going to get around to writing my book, I think. Yeah, King of Owen named Texture said, wow, what a story. Yeah, pretty well laid out. He got the hooks in you on that one, didn't he? All right, coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right up 152, FM Talk 106.5. Phone number and the text line are both the same, 343-0106, 343-0106. Going to run through a few more of these texts, a couple more stories here. Adrian said, how are these guys handling all this fentanyl without dying? I don't know. Adrian, gloves? I don't know. I don't know the specifics on that. Bill says, good riddance to the dance teams. For years, it's been nothing less than vulgar display of gratuitous street humping performed by school children. Should be illegal and someone charged. Maybe I just lean too hard towards decency. If so, I like where I'm at. You know, Bill, what my buddy John Young and I talked about back before Mardi Gras was just to ignore it in this way. Because I am for trying to find I'm not always looking for a new law and ordinance the way I'm wired. And what we're talking about, y'all, are like that John and I are talking about, I think Bill's probably on the same plate. Little girls dancing in outfits they shouldn't be in and provocative. John and I talked about, just turn around when they came through. Here comes the parade, that's happening, just turn around and shun it. And maybe the parents will get the idea here that that's not proper. But yeah, so back to that story, it was a Lanyap story that came up today. Like I said, it probably we'll go quiet on this until before Mardi Gras, like in a week or two before Mardi Gras. But it's a story about the head of the Mobile Mardi Gras Parading Society, right? So President Nita Summerlin said, confirmed to Lanyap that the organization, which is tasked with ensuring parades are conducted in a timely and orderly fashion, is reconsidering allowing dance teams to participate in parades. Summerlin said an official decision hadn't been reached as the organization is set to meet next month to discuss the topic. She said the reason for considering restricting or limiting the number of dance teams participating is to try to prevent parades from being slowed down or stalled out while the respective groups perform in between floats. A quote from Summerlin here, "We have discussed it as an organization and we're still discussing it. The police department doesn't have the manpower to police and ask for the age of every person in your group. Neither does the parade coordinator because things are moving too fast," end quote. So, and then it goes on in detail in the story from Brady over at LanyapMobile.com. But that is something, like I said, it'll be, you'll know it when this thing pops up here before Mardi Gras and people are like, "I hadn't heard of this." And you'll be like, "Oh, I remember that Lanyap story." All right. Let's see. Tina in Orange Beach said, "And David grew up right here in Mobile, born and bred." Yep. David's been with us as a listener of FM Talk 106.5, I think from pretty close to the infancy of the station. This texter says, "How do you get a real ID? Is Alabama driver's license not acceptable?" It's for flying. So if you want to fly, you can't, you know, for inside the United States, you can't just use your regular driver's license anymore. This came post 9/11, and they... it was going to happen, then they delayed it, and they delayed it. It finally came due May 7th, I think, that you have to have the real ID. It's an enhanced ID. So it's a driver's license, but it's also a driver's license that works to get you on the airplane. Now, if you're running Renegade like I am and don't have a real ID, a store ID, so when I go fly out next month, month after, when I go fly out on a trip, even though inside the continental United States, I take my passport. Because that still works. Your passport works, but your regular driver's license does not. So if you want to get on an airplane, you got to have it. And it just came off of that TSA story that said, by the way, your Costco card, I guess people have been using it, trying to use it, your Costco card is not acceptable as a real ID. Unnamed texter said, Joe Pags had an economist on last night who explained the big, beautiful bill. He said the debt ceiling increase would balance out and that Trump knows exactly what is going to work, that Elon doesn't understand how long it will take and what waste is going to be stopped. Oh, that's from Leanne in Mobile. Okay. Joe Pags does a good show, good broadcaster. There's things he didn't say it. The economist said it. Hey, listen, I hope that works out. But this kind of stuff has been sold to us over the years. The only way to reduce the deficit, I got a crazy thing here, is to not spend as much and take in the same or more. That's from trickle down, voodoo economics, go through all the play. I mean, when it comes down to it, what you got to do, here's the thing. It's like when people say, they're talking about sports. You hear somebody call Feinbaum and go, well, what we got to do is keep them from scoring more points, and we got to score more points. You're like, yep, that's how you win a football game. Well, the way you pay down the deficit or the debt of this country is to not spend as much and take in more and then use it and apply it to the debt. Although I should have known this wasn't happening either. Remember, was it Navarro or whomever when they were doing the Doge was just started? Remember they talked about, they floated the idea of the Doge dividend checks, that they're going to send Americans back this money, like $2,000 or whatever, as they made the cuts. And I even then said, I got an idea. How about you apply that to the deficit or you apply that to the debt? Remember they floated that idea and it went away. Chris in Orange Beach, he said, try this one, playing Cowboys and Indians all morning, or Morningside Drive, throwing darts at each other. One stuck in my eye, Dr. John Leno. Eye surgeon Mobile saved my 6-year-old eye. We had those lawn darts with the jarts. Remember the jarts? What a bad idea, but we all survived. You'd throw them up and then see how you... Kids, if you're listening, don't pay attention to what I said. We'd throw them up and it'd be how tough you were, how long you'd stand before you'd run. The thing came down. Doesn't have medicine, says, I don't have a star ID either, no passport either. I'm 52 years old. What's up, 52? I am too. Never been more than 7 days without laying my head down to sleep in Mobile or Baldwin County. I think it's garbage. I have to prove who I am to travel inside the United States. Well, I came off the hangover from the Bush administration, right? Rick and I are going to convene on this. He said, spend less, tax more is how you reduce the deficit. Basic economics. It's a good way to close out the week. Rick, well said. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. Y'all have a great one. See you Monday.